This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Justice Suryakant today took oath as the 53rd Chief Justice of India. President Draupadi Murmu administered the oath of office to Justice Suryakant at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. Justice Suryakant has succeeded Justice B.R. Gavai. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Union Ministers, including Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, J.P. Nadda and other dignitaries were present during the oath-taking ceremony.
मैं सूर्यकांत
जो भारत के उच्चतम न्यायालय का मुख्य न्यायमूर्ति नियुक्त हुआ हूँ
जो भारत के उच्चतम न्यायालय का मुख्य न्यायमूर्ति नियुक्त हुआ हूँ ईश्वर की शपथ लेता हूँ कि मैं विधि द्वारा स्थापित भारत के संविधान के प्रति सच्ची श्रद्धा और निष्ठा रखूँगा मैं भारत की प्रभुता और अखंडता अक्षुण रखूँगा तथा मैं सम्यक प्रकार से और श्रद्धापूर्वक तथा अपनी पूरी योग्यता ज्ञान और विवेक से अपने पद के कर्तव्यों का भय या पक्षपात अनुराग या द्वेष के बिना पालन करूंगा तथा मैं संविधान और विधियों की मर्यादा बनाए रखूंगा
A grand ritual is underway at the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Tirth Kshetra at Ayodhya ahead of the flag hoisting ceremony tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will grace the occasion and participate in the flag-hoisting ceremony at Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple, which will also be termed as the end of the temple construction work. Mr. Modi will also hold a roadshow in Ayodhya city. Yesterday, on the third day, various revered deities were invoked and worshipped in the full Vedic manner. The Indian Navy today commissioned INS Mahe, the first vessel of the Mahe-class anti-submarine warfare shallow-water craft. At the Naval Dockyard in Mumbai, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi presided over the ceremony as the chief guest, marking a significant milestone in the induction of a new generation of indigenous shallow-water combatants. The National Commission for Women, NCW, has rolled out a new 24/7 short helpline number 14490 to ensure quicker and more accessible support for women in distress across the country. In a statement, the Commission said the toll-free number serves as an easy-to-recall short code connected to the Commission's existing helpline, enabling women to seek assistance without any delay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to Aham General Lachit Borphukan on Lachit Divas. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the nation remembers Lachit Borphukan, a symbol of courage, patriotism and true leadership. The Prime Minister said his heroism continues to inspire generations. Israel's military has killed militant group Hezbollah's chief of staff, Haitham Ali Al-Tabtabai, in an airstrike on the southern suburbs of the Lebanese capital, Beirut. It described him as a veteran of the group who had held a series of senior positions. Lebanon's health ministry said at least 5 people were killed and 28 others wounded in the strike, which hit an apartment building in the densely populated Dahiyeh district. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the Indian blind women's cricket team for creating history by winning the inaugural blind women's T20 World Cup. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the win is commendable as the Indian team remained unbeaten in the series. In men's cricket, India were 165 for 7 in its first innings against South Africa on day 3 of the second and final test at Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati. When reports last came in, earlier South Africa made 489 in its first innings. Muthuswamy scored 109 runs, while Jansen played a knock of 93. For India, Kuldeep Yadav took 4 wickets. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading marginally up in afternoon trade today. The Sensex added 45 points to 85,276, while the Nifty moved up 8 points to 26,076 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.